president will be right on.
Hello?
Mrs. Herbert Lehman calling for the president on 2191.
One moment, please. Just one moment.
Thank you.
What line? Hello?
Mrs. Hello? Lehman, there you are.
Yes?
President?
Yes.
Edith Lehman speaking.
Yes, Ms. Lehman, my heart goes out to you.
I'm sorry, very sorry to call you on the telephone. I know how terribly busy you are, and I first of all want to tell you how much your letter meant and how much your telegram has meant.
Well, thank you.
I understand,
ma'am,
that you're planning to come up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And I only wish Herb could know that. It would have meant a great deal to him.
Well,
but I'm calling you because I think you're so important to the country that I wonder whether it's wise for you to take that risk.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to be there, period.
You are?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I know. I wish he could know it.
Well, he knows it. He knows it. He's looking down on us and getting things ready for us. You know, when I had my heart attack, he got up and for the first time in the history of the Republic, since the Senate was organized, he had them stand and pray for me, and I don't believe I'd have made it except for that.
Oh, well, nice of you to say.
And
I guess I can't argue with you.
No, ma'am,
I'm just feeling for the country, that's
no,
all.
No, ma'am, I'm going to be there, and I just wish that I could assuage your grief and make you stronger, and I know the good Lord will help you through the trying days that are going to be ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
I look forward to seeing you Sunday. I'm going to invite a good many of his friends in Washington to come up with me, like Abe Fortas and some of the men up the Senate, and Senator Douglas and Senator Clark and some of the better people that he knew.
Wonderful. Well, I think that's just wonderful, and I hope, as you say, he is looking down and does know.
Well, he does.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. It's very nice.